The Saturday Light Brigade, it's 16 before 11. Thanks for being here with us today. I always try to guess everybody's name when we have youth on, or really adults on too, that haven't been here before. I try to figure out who's who. And today I was pretty much, well, I was one for three, but it's only because Caitlin identified herself when I said her name, but I mixed up Haley and Olivia. But you're going to get a chance to meet these three students who are the latest winners of the Fairchild Challenge. The Fairchild Challenge is a national competition. It's organized here locally at Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. And every month or so, there is a challenge that's designed to help foster a growing sense of environmental stewardship and action in those who are participating. And today, we have three who won the challenge called Environmental Speak Out, Letter to the Editor, or Cartoon Message. And both involved taking a stand on an environmental issue and communicating that stand. And we'll meet each of them first, and then we'll talk about what they did after we do that. And I think I'll start with Olivia. Good morning to you.
Morning. How are you? Good. How are you?
I'm good. And where do you go to school?
I attend Swickley Academy.
And how old are you?
I'm 13.
And do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I just like to say hello to my parents and if my teachers are listening.
Well, excellent. And what do you like to do?
I mean, I love to play sports and art.
What sports do you do?
I mainly do basketball, but I also golf.
You are pretty tall. How tall are you?
I'm almost 5'8".
Basketball's got to be a lot of fun. Is there a Whippy Old League for you guys?
I think it's just kind of like a school league, and it's not really an official league, but...
Yeah, I know. How many girls are on your team?
There's probably about, I think, 14 girls, if I'm...
Okay, that's pretty good. I have a friend who plays basketball on a team with girls about your age, and there's like seven girls on the whole team, which is tough.
Yeah.
They all see a lot of playing time. What's nice to meet you. Now, you mentioned, in addition to sports, art. What kind of art do you like to do?
I just like to draw, mainly, yeah.
Oh, great. So we'll talk with you again a little bit more about what you submitted. Why don't we just kind of work our way from left to right, and that means Haley is next. Hey, Haley.
Hello.
I love your sweatshirt. Haley's got a Thing One sweatshirt on, a tribute to Dr. Seuss. Are you Thing One, or you don't have another? Do you have a sibling that's Thing Two?
I have two friends that are Thing Two and Thing Three.
What are their names?
Tony and Kara.
Excellent. And where do you go to school?
I go to Schaefer Elementary in Woodland Hills.
That's the same elementary school that I went to.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's up the hill there near Garden Terrace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's amazing. How many is it? What grades are in that school now?
K through six.
Wow. That's what it was when I went to school there. The walls are blue. And,
yes.
Mrs. Lindgren isn't still teaching kindergarten.
Is she?
She'd be about 150 now if she was. I don't know if any of my teachers would still be there or not. But that's pretty amazing. Do you live close to there?
I actually live down the hill in Turtle Creek.
Okay. I lived a walk from there, too, sort of towards Brown Avenue growing up. Do you want to say hello to anybody that might be listening?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Ms. Pearson.
What do you like to do?
I like to mostly draw and listen to music.
Great. What's some of your favorite music that you like currently?
One Direction.
One Direction. Great. Let's turn over, finally, to Caitlin. Hello.
Hi.
And tell me a little bit about yourself, Caitlin. Where do you go to school?
I go to Schaefer.
Also my alma mater. And what do you like to do?
I like to hang out with my friends and listen to music.
and One Direction too. I saw you two turn to each other as you said that. So do you want to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, I would like to say hello to my mom, my cousin, and my teachers.
Great. I keep thinking about whether I would know any teachers, and I think I probably don't. But I'm also trying to remember what I know about Schaefer. Ricky's trying to get my attention, I think, which may be... Was there an email that I need to acknowledge? Or, oh, yes, there is. Hang on one second here. Adam Sarson? Does anybody know an Adam Sarson?
That's my dad.
Okay, your dad says, how do you write so well while playing softball and texting 2,000 texts a day? You can give him a hard time about that later. He follows it up with, love, Dad. And then, congrats, Caitlin, on your win. So proud, writes Zach.
Oh, my brother.
Yeah, well, that's nice, isn't it? And let's see. Oh, that's from our last... There isn't a Keelan here, is there? Keelan, I hope you're still listening. Keelan... forgive me, but we all listened at the hospital, so proud of you, wrote Marilee's mom, and that came in after they left. If you'd like to send a note, just go to Instant Input, which is at slvradio.org, and type in a note. I'll type you a note, Haley, if you don't get a note from anybody else, since Caitlin, maybe Zach will write you a note. I'm sure you know Zach. So let's talk about what you did. And Olivia, what was your project for this challenge?
I wrote a letter to the editor on water pollution.
And tell me a bit about the stance you took.
What do you mean by stance?
Well, what was your what did you want people to know based on your own opinions?
Well, when I'm in Pittsburgh, I always look and see kind of how I feel when I'm in the city, if I feel like it's clean or dirty, you know, and you always want to live in a nice environment. So I kind of just wanted people to know how people kind of should respect the environment because people are living there, and why not just keep it clean if you're there?
Now, where do you live?
I live in Swickley.
So when you say when I'm in the city, you mean downtown Pittsburgh,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And that's not uncommon. I just want to be sure that people recognize what you're saying.
Yes.
So Swickley, I used to live in Swickley.
Oh,
everything is a used to with me. When you get back, I used to go to Schaefer, I used to live in Swickley. But, you know, Swickley, you're far north enough that it's kind of neat and clean,
yes,
and everything is very orderly. So you get a perception when you get into a major city, and it would be true in any city, not just Pittsburgh. What perception do you have typically when you get into the city? Do you feel it's clean or?
I mean, since I wrote on water pollution, that was kind of my main perspective of what I was looking at. But the actual city, I mean, it's a beautiful city, of course, but I just thought it would be interesting to write on water pollution. And
well, do you think water pollution is a problem for the city? And I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Definitely.
I'm just curious.
I think it's improving a lot, but I mean, I think there are still more things that people could do to help and keep it cleaner.
Do you think there's something in particular that, like, really bugs you? Do you have a pet peeve? Or?
I'm a big animal lover, so when I see animals kind of in danger, that really bothers me. And so I just think that's a big part of it, too.
I see. Well, very good. And when you wrote this essay or letter, was it hard to write?
Honestly, it was a lot easier than I expected, but it took a lot longer than I thought it would. So,
what made it take so long?
I think I'm kind of a little OCD, so I wanted it to be kind of perfect, and I tried my best on it, so I think that's what took a long time.
Where did it get sent?
I'm not really sure exactly,
okay.
But...
So you don't know if it's been published or...
I don't know if it has been yet.
It's still good to write it.
Definitely, yes.
And excellent. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
On winning. Let's turn to Haley next, and... I think there's a message for Haley now. I'm guessing that's not it. Hang on. Yes, Zach says, Haley, don't feel left out. I'm proud of you, too. I knew that was coming. Thank you, Zach. How old is Zach?
He's 26.
He's 26?
Yeah.
Good guy. Thank you, Zach. So tell me what you did, Haley.
I did an environmental cartoon on zebra mussels.
I saw that cartoon. It was awesome.
Thank
Can you describe it?
Well, zebra mussels, they kind of just come in and invade your personal space, and they take on the things. And so I'm also a big animal lover, and since they, like, come into our rivers and they attach to things and they spread out all over the earth, they kind of are invading our way, and they're taking away our animals and our water life, and it's just...
Affecting the whole ecosystem and habitat.
Yes,
so can you describe your cartoon so radio listeners can get a sense of what it looked like?
Well, it was the States, and it had a river running through it with Lake Erie, Allegheny, the Ohio, and the Monongahela River. And then there were little army zebra mussels floating down. And then on the right side, there was a big zebra that he was the general. He had muscles, and he said, time to invade Western Pennsylvania.
It was excellent.
Thank
you. Really
good.
Was it hard to come up with the idea? Because people don't, you know, you look at something like that, and you think, oh, of course, but you had to think that up.
Mm-hmm.
Or did it come to you right away, or did you scratch your head a lot?
Well, first, air pollution is a big problem in Pennsylvania, so I thought about that, but then, like I said, I'm a big animal lover, and that just took me over, and I wanted to do that one.
Excellent. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And now let's find out about Caitlin's project. Caitlin, what did you do?
I wrote a letter about invasive species.
Oh, when you said zebra mussels, it made me think of invasive species.
Yes, that's exactly
because
what they are.
And Ricky and I have been dealing with English ivy in our yard, which, my gosh, it like seems to grow, you know, a mile a minute. It's all over the place, and I discovered it was up a tree like 60 to 70 feet. I never noticed with like a really huge silver maple, and it's climbed all the way up the tree. And that's not good for the tree, and I'm glad you wrote about it. What made you choose invasive species?
I too like animals, but I just really wanted to write about them and how they're causing some animals to become endangered.
I didn't realize that. How does an invasive species endanger an animal?
Well, the zebra mussels, they attach onto the unid clam, mm-hmm. and then... they can, like, once they attach long enough, then they can eventually, like, eat them out, and then there will be no more.
That's interesting. I always think of plants. I never think of animals as invasive species, but that's true. Great. Did your letter, do you know if it got published, or was it sent anywhere?
I'm not sure.
Well, that's a great accomplishment. Just the same. Do any of you know what you might want to do after you get out of high school? Haley put her hand up right away.
I actually want to be a zoologist.
We had somebody on a little earlier that was interested in zoology. Have you known that since you were even younger?
Well, my mom always said that ever since I was little, if I saw something get hurt, like if I stepped on a caterpillar or something, I would start crying. So, and then when we moved down to Florida, I always wanted to be a marine biologist. But studying animals just seemed intriguing to me, so that's what I plan on being.
Do you know where you would like to go to school?
Actually, no, I don't.
Because I know there's a school in Gainesville that is really a terrific school. When you said Florida, that made me think of Gainesville mm-hmm. right away. How about either of you, Olivia or Caitlin, any ideas?
I'm honestly not sure yet.
I'm not sure you're supposed to be at this point. Anything for you, Caitlin?
I want to become a professor.
Really? How come?
Because I like math, and so
I just really want to teach it.
What are you doing in math now?
We're learning a little bit of algebra.
Yeah, I love math. And in fact, it was right in Schaefer School when I was in sixth grade. I was learning, you know, 6x equals 18 and all that stuff. And I really liked it a lot. Anything else? Any of you want to say? Anybody you meant to say hello to that you didn't? Or anything that, you know, you might have forgotten? I'm really proud of all of you, seriously. It takes
Thank
a lot
you.
Of courage
Thank
to
you.
Speak out and to participate. A lot of people just don't want to do it. And you all did great. Anything else? Well, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
And
thank you very much.
Congratulations. And I think one of your moms wants to take some pictures, so we'll keep you in here for a little bit. Olivia, is it Olivia's mom that wants
Probably.
To take a picture, you think? Should we let her?
No.
No? Okay. Maybe if her dad takes that text remark, your dad takes that text remark back. It's nice to meet each of you.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You can learn more about the Fairchild Challenge, which is administered here locally by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens, by going to fairchildchallenge@phipps.org. fairchildchallenge@phipps.org. Coming up, you're going to get a chance to hear live music. John Lilly is here from Charleston.